I'm Rick Henson with this check of sports for Saturday, August 30th on KJAN.com. In area high school football action Friday night, it was Audubon over Avoca AHST 13-6, Bedford down in Griswold 36-14. Cam was a 48-24 winner over Adair Casey. Carroll was a 34-0 winner over Kemper Catholic. Central Decatur Leon beat Nottoway Valley 33-12. It was Clarinda over Atlantic 60-14. Elsewhere, Coon Rapids Baird beat Lorenz Marathon 48-0. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln was a 42-27 winner over Sioux City North. Creston beat Norwalk 27-17 Friday night. Dallas Center Grimes was a 27-24 overtime winner over Carlisle. Des Moines Christian beat West Central Valley of Stewart 24-6. East Mills blanked Boyer Valley 20-0. Exira EHK down Nishnabotna 58-6 in Friday night football. Also, it was Fremont Mills over Woodbine. Also, it was Tabor-Fremont Mills over Woodbine 50-20. Glenwood beating Red Oak 41-24. Guthrie Center downing Stanton 52-28. The Harlan Cyclones pulled off a 45-14 win over Denison Schleswig. IKM Manning beat East Sac County 28-7. Lamoni was a 52-22 winner over Essex. Lawton Bronson got past Trainer 35-20. It was Lennox over Afton East Union 36-32. Lewis Central was a 35-28 winner over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley in football action Friday 42-6. Ogden was a 23-13 winner over Panorama. Shenandoah beat Riverside 28-7. Also, it was Sydney over Mont Damon West Harrison 43-26. Southwest Valley slammed Clarinda Academy 40-0. Council Bluffs St. Albert beat Council Bluffs TJ in Friday Night Football 20-13. Also, it was Tri-Center Neola over Underwood 19-8. Winterset beating Oskaloosa 15-14. And the West Monona versus Westwood Sloan game was postponed to today due to the weather. Iowa hosts UNI in a season opener for both teams today. You can tune in at 9 a.m. on KJAN for the pregame show with the kickoff at Kinnick Stadium slated for 11:05. The Hawkeyes enter with lofty expectations, but Coach Kirk Ferentz says there are question marks in every season opener.
You know, until you really start playing games, that's really when you find out about the personality of your team and how things are going to materialize, how guys are going to react. And we have a lot of guys that have never played outside of the kids' day scrimmage. They haven't played in front of anybody of note in college. So it'll be an adventure and a journey. Hopefully not too adventurous, but it'll be a journey for sure.
Aaron said the Panthers have played well against FBS foes because they're able to match up at the line of scrimmage.
You know, you take the guys up front that block like these guys do, and then, you know, throw a very talented, experienced quarterback, another quarterback that's very dangerous, and a running back who's good and good receivers. I mean, we got a heck of a challenge on our hands defensively right now.
Barrett says the Hawkeyes need to find a way to slow down Panther running back David Johnson.
You stop great players by playing great team defense, and I think that's really the key. And he's an outstanding player. It doesn't matter how you slice it, dice it, and that's run, pass, or block. You know, he'll do all the things you would ask a back to do, a really good back to do. He does them very well. And we're going to have to really play good team defense, because if you let him get going, it's not going to be fun.
UNI coach Mark Farley said the Panthers need to stand up physically.
We really just have to take a little bit of the edge off it for them and get them in tune that we have to line up and win that line of scrimmage. It's going to come down to a simple plan by us, just like it's a simple plan by them. If we try to out-scheme them, we're not going to win any of the football game. We're not going to out-scheme them. We're going to have to outplay, you know, the person across from us, and it's going to take 11 guys being able to win that battle, and that's what makes it difficult, but what makes it exciting too.
Farley says it's a great opportunity for his team.
First of all, you have to embrace the hype, because there is hype to this, and it's a bunch of young men that get an opportunity to play at Kinnick, and for us, I mean, so you have to embrace that moment for them, because it is what it is, and it is. It's a neat experience for them. It's a neat opportunity. But there's also a job to do in this process.
And he also wants his team to take advantage of the opportunity.
We're all from Iowa, and there's no hidden secret. This is an opportunity to play in front of people that you may not play in front of every day of the week or play in front of again. Our players know that. Our program knows that. So it's an opportunity for us to display who we are as a program as much as who they are individually.
And the only football championship subdivision opponent on Iowa State's schedule is the three-time defending national champion that opens the season ranked number one. Even the easy ones aren't easy for the Cyclones. Iowa State will begin its sixth season under Coach Paul Rhodes at home today against North Dakota State, which has won 24 straight games. The Bison have also won their last three on the road against opponents from the so-called Power Five conferences, including a win at Kansas State in 2013. Kickoff for that game is slated for 11 a.m. It's been described as the happiest 5K in the world, and it's coming to Atlantic in October. Atlantic High School seniors Aaron Shannon and Steph Friend are part of the AHS Student Council, who is sponsoring the Color Run in Atlantic on October the 11th. The event begins at 8 a.m. Shannon says most of the runs typically take place in larger cities, but the Student Council wanted to bring it closer to home so area residents can experience the fun.
Since it's a 5K, we'll have four different stations with people that throw paint powder at you. So the goal is, like, you wear all white so you can be as colorful as possible at the end. It's just a fun way to, like, have fun with your family or your friends. And it's not like a super competitive run, so it's just something fun that you can go out and do.
And you don't even have to run. Walkers and joggers are welcome to enjoy the event. Steph Friend said she participated in a color run at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City a couple of years ago.
It was actually the biggest color run they've ever had. It was about the day when they had 40,000 people doing it. I had a lot of fun with it. And the people that you run with, you don't know them, but you have so much fun with them because, I mean, you're there to go walk around just and have fun with all the colors. And it brings people together. And I feel like if when the community does it, it'll just bring it closer together and we can draw people from out of town.
She says if it works out, the Student Council hopes to make it an annual event. Aaron Shannon said, then, other than for people to have fun, their goal is to raise money for the Student Council.
We want to boost our school spirit, and for that, we kind of need more funds to work with. And we thought a color run could boost school spirit and community spirit, and we could raise a lot of money with it.
As with any walk or run event, there is a registration fee.
Yeah, it'll be $30, and that includes your registration. You get a little bag to carry your stuff in, and you get a t-shirt and then a color packet to use at the end, so it kind of encompasses everything that you need.
The run begins and ends at the Atlantic High School. Afterward, there will be music, snacks, and when everyone is finished with their run or walk, they'll open their color packets and throw them into the air, making for a bright, powdery rainbow. The powder is safe and washes easily from your clothes.
What the color actually is, it's just dyed cornstarch, and it comes right off. Even when you just wash your clothes, it comes right off. So a lot of people water themselves down before they run it. The color sticks to them better. It comes off right off.
Registration takes place from September the 1st through the 14th. Flyers will be posted around Atlantic in the days to come with more information, or you can follow the Student Council on Twitter at Atlantic STUCO. And that's a check of sports here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.